Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Good morning. Just terrific.
I love that you're terrific. Hey, what are 10 things? No, you should stop me. You should say, hay is for horses. What are 10 things great bosses do every day?
Okay. Well, there was a very interesting article in the Huffington Post on that, and I don't agree with all of it, but we'll go through it. Trav Radbury, who is the author of a best-selling book on emotional intelligence. He's, one of the leading people in the emotional intelligence area. Did a lot of interviews, and he wrote this article, and we're gonna use a lot of it. I'm not sure we can go through the 10 things, but we'll go through the important things. So, as Travis said, we've all heard. This is a quote from him. We've all heard the adage. Quote, people don't leave bad jobs, they leave bad bosses, unquote. And it makes great fodder for after-work gripe sessions, but is there really any data to back up the claim? As it turns out, there's a ton of it. He cites one study. 61% of those working for bad bosses said they were looking for another job, while just 27% of those working for good bosses were considering alternate employment. And here's one that's really startling. 65% of people with bad bosses said they've sometimes misrepresented the truth at work, compared with only 19% of those with good bosses. Just as great bosses bring out the best in us, bad bosses, as we know, bring out the worst. So, the really good bosses, the great bosses, really, kind of change us for the better. And that's what we're going to discuss. So the 10 things that the great bosses do every day. All right. So one other quote by H.S.M. Burns, another great writer. A good boss is a man who isn't worried about his own career, but rather the careers of those who work for them. That's the quote from Mr. Burns, and I completely disagree with him on that. A good boss, yes, of course, you have to take care of your people and all that and be passionate with them, but they're always worried about their own career. Come on. So that's absurd. But that's the Burns quote from the Huffington Post, but I thought I'd share that with our listeners. That's a bunch of bull. Okay, so when Trav Bradbury asks his audience to describe the best and worst bosses they've ever had, they inevitably ignore innate characteristics like intelligence, extroversion, attractiveness, and so on, and instead focus on qualities that are completely under the boss's control, such as passion, insight, and this complete honesty. Honesty is very important. So let's go through some of the. We're not going to go through, as I mentioned, all 10, but we'll go through the important ones, okay? A great boss shares information. And, have you ever worked for an information hoarder? Yeah, of course, we all have. Some bosses seem to think that every piece of information they share reduces their power and authority. In fact, it's just the opposite, of course. Great bosses know that sharing information empowers their employees instead of diluting their own power. A company's in trouble for whatever reason. You have a meeting and you share that info. And why? The company's having a terrific quarter. You don't hide that. You share it with you share that with your employees. So it's a major characteristic of what a great boss really does. Okay. Two, a great boss puts a lot of thought into hiring. Bad bosses think nothing of hiring a jerk with great credentials because they're only interested in how that person will perform. Great bosses, of course, think of the entire team. They recognize that their current employees are going to have to work with a new hire every single day, and they just look for someone who will complement the team holistically rather than just fill a certain skill gap. That's very true about the bad bosses, right? About hiring a jerk, but it just happens all the time. I mean, look, I mean, I had 3,500 people under me when I was CEO of Havas. Have I made mistakes in hiring? Of course I did. We all do. Okay, so that's not necessarily a bad boss. It's just sometimes you just get fooled during the interviews and references are not right. Okay. A great boss looks for and celebrates wins. That's very important. You know, you accomplish your goal, go over the top with the goal. The outcome is terrific, and you celebrate with them, all right? You know, they understand, bosses do, that just getting a paycheck doesn't cancel out that inherent need to feel valued and appreciated. Very important that you do that. Okay. Next, a great boss respects your time. This is very important. Great bosses don't give you the impression that their time is more valuable than yours. You know, they don't keep you waiting for scheduled meetings. They show up prepared and get to the point instead of trying to impress you. And they don't goof off on your time. It's not that they're unwilling to have fun at work, but they don't do it at your expense, causing you extra stress. Next, a great boss is empathetic. Very important. The bad bosses, you know, with no common sense, only see their employees from the perspective of how the employees reflect on them. If their employees are doing a great job, they look good. If their employees are performing poorly, they look bad. Great bosses, on the other hand, see their employees as more than just extensions of themselves. They're able to get inside their employees' skin and understand from their perspective. Okay? That's a great boss. So let's go, as I said, we're not going to have time to do all of them, but a great boss is accountable, very important. Bad bosses are quick to point the finger when something goes wrong. They'll throw their employees under the proverbial bus without a second thought. Great bosses, really good people, understand that a large part of their job is being accountable for the team's performance. I mean, if somebody messes up under you, come on, you're part of the team. The direction came from you. So they know, bosses, they know that this is just, it goes along with accepting a managerial role. That doesn't mean that they don't offer them feedback or what's going wrong, but it does mean that they take the blame publicly. They take the blame. I goofed. I made the mistake. Okay? A great boss always says thank you. Bad bosses think the work their employees do is something the employees owe them. After all, they're getting paychecks, right? True. But great bosses look past work at the transactional relationship and realize that people are putting a huge part of themselves into the work they do. They say thank you, even when it's just part of the job. All right, here's an important one. A great boss doesn't forget that people have lives outside of work. This is very important. We talked about this a lot on previous shows. Bad bosses tend to see people as one-dimensional. They show up, get the work done, and the boss doesn't have to worry about them again until the next day. Great bosses, on the other hand, never forget that work is just one facet of their employees' lives. They never forget that they have families, friends, hobbies, and other interests and obligations outside of work, and they don't infringe on their real lives by asking someone to work late, for example, without a good reason. And when they have a good reason, they acknowledge that they're asking for a sacrifice and express their gratitude accordingly. That's very important. They're empathetic, compassionate, and sympathetic, particularly to their A employees, their A-plus people, right? Very important. Finally, a great boss creates leaders. Very important. Have you ever noticed how sometimes all promotions come from one manager's teams? That's no accident. Great bosses pull the very best out of their people. They inspire, coach, and lean into people's strength. And when their employees are ready for new challenges, they gladly send them on their way. Jack Welch speaks about that a lot. You know, Jack Welch, who is considered the greatest CEO, the former CEO of GE from the 1990s. And he admits openly that, he's made some mistakes in hiring. He thought he created leaders, people around them. Most of them, as we know, because GE went, down, after he left. Most of them, of course, turned out not to be that good, but he liked them, and that's the important thing, but they weren't great leaders. So that's a little bit about, I didn't go through all of them, but that's the key thing about what great bosses do, okay? They create leaders and be sure they are leaders, okay? Not just buddies or friends, true leaders, or else they can't get the big job, okay? So that's about it, Jill, on what great bosses do.
So would you say that the... How many of the article? How many bits of the article did you disagree with? Like what percentage?
Well,
35.
The great boss creates leaders. Most great bosses are supposed to. Most of them don't know how to. They get carried away by their emotions. Hey, I really like this woman, and I'm going to give her. I'm going to give her the big job. I like her a lot. She's been very, very loyal to me, but has not been trained as a leader, real leadership skills. So, that's very important. And the other one, bosses forget that people have their lives outside of work. And you have to be empathetic to that. They have families, and sometimes some members of the families are not well mentally or physically, and you have to emphasize with those people, they work their butt off at work, but they have a life, in between. You have to recognize that and be empathetic to them.
Thank you very much, Sandra Flom, Leader's Edge.
You're welcome.